Father, we do give thee thanks for this time that we have to be gathered together to hear the ministry of the Word of God. We thank thee for the privilege that it's going to be to hear the message that's going to be upon the speaker's hearts. And Father, we pray that they would be messages that would be true for us, Father, and that messages we could not only hear but apply in our lives. We think of the importance of the ministry of the Word of God. We think of Jeremiah, how he could say that when the words of God came to them, that he did eight of them, and they brought joy to his heart. And so, Father, we pray that we would be encouraged here today in the ministry that's given, that there would be joy brought into our hearts, that would drive us through the temptations and the tribulations, that we'd be lifted up, we would be encouraged. We think of our Lord Jesus Christ as he was there in the wilderness, and he was tempted. And Satan came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones be turned to bread. And the Lord Jesus could say that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so, Father, we again see the importance of the Word of God, how important it is in our lives to be able to resist the wiles of the devil and to resist temptation. We think of the fact that after our Savior was tempted there, we read that the angels came and they ministered to him. And so, Father, again, we see how powerful the Word of God is. In every part of our lives, it's needed. In every way, it's needed to keep us on the way of the righteous and keep us away from the way of the sinner. And so, Father, we pray that as the messages go forth today, that we would be encouraged, that we would be challenged, Father, that we would be able to grow and be able to bring glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we ask in his precious name. Amen. Amen.